Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
Welcome back. 42 after 18 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. So I wrote a letter to the president. I want to share that letter with you. I just thought that he needed to hear this side of the story. Dear President Obama, for as long as there have been organized economies, there have been economic cycles, of which there are essentially three elements. First, beginning at the bottom, a recession. Sometimes, but rarely, a depression. Usually a recession is at the bottom. Historically, sir, recessions are short, often measured in months. In the middle is the recovery, which has the task of healing the defects that caused the downturn while reversing negative growth. The recovery recovers from the recession, right? And depending on the severity of the recession, recoveries take a little longer. They usually take a little longer than the recession itself, from months to a year or so. And finally, the tide that floats all boats, the expansion. Expansions can last for years, as they did under two of your predecessors, Mr. President, Presidents Reagan and Clinton. Both had years-long expansions after the recovery. In America, Mr. President, we expect a recovery to be a means to an end, not a way of life. Alas, that's not your standard, because perpetual recovery has been our economic fate since you took office 4 months before the Great Recession ended in June 2009. Recently, in a speech in Elkhart, Indiana, you said this: by almost every economic measure, America is better off than when I came here at the beginning of my presidency. He gave a speech there at Elkhart in the beginning of his presidency. So he believes now, 7-8 years later, that America is better off than when I came at the beginning of my presidency. Those of us, Mr. President, who have made payroll every month of your tenure, see things differently, as does your own Department of Labor. 2 days after the Elkhart speech, 2 days, sir, after you made your Elkhart speech, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported a measly 38,000 jobs were created in May. It was the worst jobs month in 6 years. People were anticipating 160,000 to 200,000 jobs, but only 38,000 were created, and that report came out 2 days after you said things were great. And labor participation, the number of Americans who are working, has languished under your watch at rates not seen since the last president who manufactured malaise, President Carter. You can't have an expansion, President Obama, if people aren't working. So let's review your economic performance, Mr. President, by the numbers. First, we'll cut you some slack and throw out your first year in office, 2009. The recession ended halfway through, but 2009 was a horrible year that you didn't create. Nobody's holding 2009 against you. It went negative, almost 3%. But the next 6 years, through 2015, the economy averaged, on your watch, sir, the U.S. economy averaged a pitiful 2.15% GDP growth. Those are not expansion numbers, Mr. President. They're the worst for any president since World War II. Any economist will tell you an expansion is annual growth averaging at least 3%. should be between 3% and 4%. There should be quarters where it's 5-6%, but then averaging close over 3, close to 4. That's what an expansion looks like. By the way, Mr. President, 2016 is not trending any better than the past 6. It's a misnomer to refer to a president as handling of the economy. I don't like it. It bothers me, Mr. President. Really, I don't like hearing people say that, because I believe that there are really only two ways you factor directly into the economic performance. The first one is helping the economy by getting government out of the way of job creators. And the second way you can impact the economy is by hurting it. Hurting it by putting the government in the way of job creators. Mr. President, you've set a record for the latter as an unprecedented assaulter on job creators. And your weapons are anti-business rhetoric. When you use anti-business rhetoric, Mr. President, when you say things like, you didn't build that, and when you refer to successful people as fortunate, and how the fortunate need to pay their fair share, when you refer to job creators that way, that has a chilling effect on our desire to hire more people. It really does. And you didn't help any with that rhetoric. And then there were anti-business laws, both the specter of and the reality of Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act, sir, is not affordable. Everyone that I know, including me, our insurance has gone up. Our health insurance has gone up and our coverage has gone down. That doesn't help with job creation. The Dodd-Frank law, the Dodd-Frank Act, that's another one that's been a job killer. Anti-business regulations, guidance, and executive orders are another example. Your EPA, your NLRB, your labor, and FCC, Mr. President, all of these are unprecedented for any president in scope and damage, not to mention the palpable fear and uncertainty that manifests among them. Mr. President, I got to tell you this. We won't miss you out here on Main Street when you're gone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.